You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Thursday afternoon. It is the 24th day of March. I'm Todd Gleason, coming to you today from the Good Food Festival and Conference in Chicago. It's located on the University of Illinois Chicago campus at the Forum here. We're joined now by Mike Tenora. He's from T-Storm Weather, also out of Chicago, and he's going to discuss what's been happening in the growing regions around the nation. Mike, let's start with out west in the plains and what conditions the hard red winter wheat is working under.
Well, the interesting thing that's taking place in the hard red winter wheat belt is that it's turned fairly dry since about early January. This is a little bit atypical of an El Nino spring because almost all of them have been wet in the months of March, April when you combine them together. So March here is coming to a close. We've seen very little in the way of rainfall. And if you look at rainfall over the last 30 days, you can see that the hard red winter wheat belt is actually the driest of the last five growing seasons as far as the coverage goes. We're seeing around 80% of U.S. hard red winter wheat production having been drier than normal over that period. So that just tells us in a nutshell that we need some rain. We had this big system move through there yesterday, but it primarily brought rain and snow to Colorado and Nebraska. And that was along the northern fringe of the wheat belt, not really in those key areas of Kansas and on to the south. So as we go forward, we're going to need to see some rain. Now, there is a chance for rain there this weekend. We do have a weak upper-level system that will move right across the driest area. And sometimes that can lead to significant totals. However, there's a number of uncertainties with this system. And this is a very key thing to watch because if this rain event fails to materialize, we're fairly confident that there will not be very much rain next week. Now, all of a sudden, we're in April and we're looking for rain. Now, if we get big rains in April, that'll probably alleviate much of this dryness that we're seeing now. But if that doesn't happen, we'll have a serious situation out there. So we'll be watching that closely over the next couple of weeks. Again, there is a shot for some rain this weekend. We think the amounts will be on the light side, between 2/10 and 4/10 of an inch, with maybe a little bit of a rain later next week. Again, a very light situation, and then we'll just have to watch what happens in April.
The Corn Belt is a bit stormy at this point, but farmers are not too concerned about that. They'd like to know more about the beginning of April and what kind of conditions they might have for the very beginning of their corn planting season.
Well, it's looking a little bit stormy. We've seen this big storm move through yesterday and today. There is another system that moves through this weekend, a lighter one, not a really big one. But another big system does come through between Wednesday and Friday of next week. So that would be between March 30th and April 1st. Now, once that system goes through, it temporarily turns much colder. But we'll see a cooler pattern once we get into the first few days of April. And more than likely, we'll continue to see these systems roll on through. So it's hard to say what the entire planting season will look like. But at the very least, the beginning of it will have adequate to surplus soil moisture conditions with a break in this rainy pattern eventually becoming needed. Whether or not that happens is a little bit tricky to say. Again, we only can look out into about the first 5 days of April with any confidence, and it does look fairly stormy through that period. Keep in mind that a lot of the times when we start with an El Nino in the beginning of the year and then we end up in a neutral or La Nina state by the summer, which is what we're expecting this year, we have wet springs a lot of the time, and that's what we're starting to see now, it looks like.
And finally, turn your attention to Brazil and the second crop corn there. It should be planted at this point.
Well, most of it is planted by now. We're starting to move into the reproductive phases for the crop that was planted the earliest back in late January and early February. But the main soaking period is still a couple of weeks away. Now, we do have a big rain system that's moving through today, tomorrow, and into the weekend. So that will tend to improve soil moisture across most of the winter corn belt in Brazil. The main question is what happens after that. April is the main transitional month between the rainy season that has been going on up until this point and the dry season that begins in May and then more so into June and July. If the rainy season were to end early, then that would leave much of that corn belt much too dry as it moves through silking. After the system goes through this weekend, it does turn sharply drier for at least 1 week, and that is the first hint of the impending dry season. Whether or not that lasts all the way through April, again, it's hard to say. We only can really have confidence in this type of weather pattern around 10 days into the future. So again, that brings us into early April, but what we really need to know is what does it look like in mid-April. But kind of the conclusion of everything we've talked about today, Todd, is that the weather patterns in both the U.S. and South America do need to be watched a little bit more carefully going forward, because we do have some risks out there, and whether or not any of these materialize remains to be seen, but these things are not in the too distant future.
Hey, thanks much, Mike.
You're welcome, Todd. Have a great day.
That's Mike Tenura. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason at the Good Foods Conference, also in Chicago.